Jay, you're losing the game for us.
You're not even using the picks.
You shot one for 27.
I'm not the one that's not coming off the picks.
Y'all done here, if you want to play some full court.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
No, we're not. Y'all want the court, you play for the court. That's what real men do.
So y'all
want
to play for it?
Am I stuttering? You're not going to punk us.
I'm not serious.
I am serious. People come in here and they think they got us. Y'all don't have nothing.
Oh.
This spring.
Babe, I got a latte.
I'll be back.
I'll be right here.
Ah, you were an animal last night. So, babe, I was thinking we could go on our first real date.
Yeah, babe, we should do that.
Oh. No, he didn't. He took my coffee.
Guys, happy Valentine's Day, sweetie.
And you too, Mom.
I'm just going to leave you two alone.
I'll call you.
Or not.
We'll be guys.
Sally, slam. Go park some cars.
Whoa, she's so sweet to the eye.
That's my car.
Okay, where's the window?
The Dark Knight strikes again.
But women have had enough.
What is the problem with men of this generation?
Ladies, do you understand the mindset of a man? You are never going to win in a game of love.
Act like a lady, but think like a man.
Now one book is changing the game.
What are your short-term goals?
What are your long-term goals?
What are your views on relationships?
Who are you, Oprah?
I could use a nightcap.
She has this 5-date rule before I get invited up.
We like friends without benefits.
She thinks I'm a chef on the rise. She's going to run when I tell her the truth.
I'm totally screwed.
Well, what is this?
It's a new read for my book club.
Family feud, Steve Harvey? You doing something to the butt like that?
This man is a traitor. They know all of our maneuvers.
This is war, gentlemen.
We use his words to get what we want.
Hey, Mike, how old is your mom?
What?
I'm not saying it like that. I am. It's like that.
Miss Loretta, I'm ready for the rest of the tour.
Now, when the truth comes out.
He's a part-time waiter.
There's no such thing as a perfect man.
The game is on.
Only women I want to talk to tonight are dancing naked down the butt factory.
I need to be held. I need you to rub my back. Put me in my onesie. Whatever you need to do, baby, I'm yours.
Yes, I can. Y'all better leave. I'm running with these plans. Pull me, grab me, grab from the fucking game.
I have to show I'm a guy with potential.
Where to? Damn, look how small your skirt is. Woo!
Think like a man.
When Bert died, I was lonely and spending up to 18 hours a day watching judge shows. So my son suggested I go on eHarmony, and clickety-clack, I answer a few questions, and before I know it, this Prince Charming shows up right at my front door. It was instant spark.
I didn't want to die alone. My friend Harry Kirkman lived alone in a nice little rent-controlled one-bedroom in North Hollywood. One day, he drops dead of an aneurysm and no one notices. 2 weeks he's rotten there. When I found him, the smell was unbelievable. His body had bloated to an enormous size. I turned him over and his whole face was gone. It turns out his cats had made a nest out of his gutty works and had been feeding their kittens with chunks of Harry's face meat. It was horrible. I told myself right then and there, Norm, no way you're going out like that. So I go on the eHarmony, I say yes to the first broad who said she doesn't have pets.
Now I have someone to go to the theater with.
And I have someone to find my body before the animals eat it. Quit leaning on me already, huh? Got a head like a bowling ball.
I run a support group called Welcome Back for Recovering Homosexuals.
And I was just out of a long-distance relationship. He lost his last appeal, and he's sadly no longer with us. Anyway, Thomas insisted that we meet in a public place at dusk, which I thought was so strange but fun.
That park had a lot of memories for me.
After 10 years of nothing but a water massager and my David Hasselhoff videos for companionship, it's so nice to have a real man to explore my sensual side.
Yeah, and it's really just great to tell my parents that I found a wonderful woman, not somebody that just dresses like one.
Mom, I can't wait to get you alone. I spend a lot of time online gaming or just sitting quietly in the dark.
I spend a lot of time in the gay clubs with my ministry doing something that we call outreach arounds.
I like taking romantic showers. You know, I said this guy would join me once in a while.
I'm really busy. So I have to shower where I can, my gymnasium, the men's club, various campgrounds.
Come here, you.
I just press it. All right, or else I'd be all over that.
Hey, tonight is our date night.
Oh, my God, I forgot to tell you. Marcus just got a new hot tub, so he's having some people over.
Love to do that.
No, you wouldn't have any fun. It's just a bunch of fellas drinking martinis, roughhousing in the short pants.
You're lost. Martinis and hot tubs make me lose my inhibitions. Oh, God, no. I love you.
I enjoy your company.
Got matched with Mr. Bojo, I complained to eHarmony. They told me that this was who their computer said I was most compatible with. Then they just pretended that we had a bad phone connection. I could hear them laughing, but I really don't like to get confrontational, so I just went with it. And I'm so glad that I did, because we have so much in common, like 99% of our DNA. And, well, I had an uncle who rarely wore pants. I like to feel secure, and he's so strong. I mean, dangerously strong. And almost anything can set him off. Bright lights, the laughter of children. I don't know why, but he especially hates the sight of Oprah. One time he saw 2 seconds of her on the TV, and he broke a dresser in half. Babies? Anyway, I don't think it's legal for us to have sex. Though it doesn't stop this one from trying. I have to sleep with a cattle prod under my pillow. He's so romantic. For our anniversary, he made me this painting. It's pretty abstract, but you can totally tell that the blue is supposed to be me. And the red is supposed to be him. And you can see how they're kind of merging together. And I think the brown's got a species. It's not perfect, but it's better than dying alone like that old guy in North Hollywood who was eaten by cats.
Wow, I love that. Hey, everyone. You are tuned into the eBuzz podcast powered by EOTMRadio.com and available on iTunes. Welcome back to the eBuzz show with yours truly, Carla B. I hope you enjoyed the eHarmony parody courtesy of MAD-TV. I sure did. Tonight's show, y'all, is a part two of my online dating series. Tonight is all about the man's perspective, though. So, ladies, be sure to call in 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. Of course, you want the men to call in, too. I would love to hear your thoughts and online dating experiences, so please, I don't beg or anything. I'm not going to say pretty please, but call in. It will be fun. It's going to be fun, y'all. You can join us and chat via EOTMRadio.com. We're trying to get that chat room open right now. And just so y'all know, we'll be taking callers throughout the show, so it's going to be mad fun. Ladies, when you call in, you'll be able to ask the gents that's on the panel questions that you may have been afraid to ask your current significant other or someone you've dated in the past. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And before I bring my guests on, I want to definitely give a really quick recap of my online dating show earlier this month. Basically, for those of you who have followed my blog via EOTMblog.com, you know already that I went on about 51 dates with men that I met online. Just to prove a couple things, one in particular, that online dating does in fact work. Now, my whole strategy behind this, and it was a strategy, I actually treated my singleness as a marketing strategy. I was the actual product to be advertised. So I did this not just for me. I did it for women that were sick of wallowing and why they were single. The point is, was that the girl was single, and what the heck is she going to do about it? So I figured I would, and this is what I did, I was offering these women an objective business perspective to online dating. I looked at it this way. I was like, okay, so if you were looking for a job, you would post a resume online, right? Yeah, we've all used Monster.com and all those other ones. So we've done that. You would buy a new interview suit to make a great impression, correct? And you do it because you would be more likely to what? To get that job that you want. So I felt, why is it so different to find that perfect match for even a husband? So my quest, you know, dating these 51 men, it wasn't easy one bit, but I was determined to get through it all despite my dates with these crazy guys, y'all. I dated like Mr. Resentment, Mr. Manipulative. I've dated the liberated man, the betrayed, yeah, the narcissist, Mr. Jealousy, the virtual lover. That was a funny one. And, of course, the man of my dreams, amongst others. So we'll get into all that a little bit later. Right now, I'm going to take a swig of my my alcohol here. Actually, it's just tea. I'm going to take a swig of that. But I do want to welcome the guys that are online right now. And first up, we have online dating guru, and I know he thinks I'm crazy. I don't know what he thought when he saw what I wrote about him. But he's a great guy. He's actually an old business partner, a great friend. Met him in Atlanta years ago. I think we're going to be buddies forever. But he is an online dating guru. He's a relationship expert because, you know, just his whole time doing the online dating thing, men and him have talked all the time. He's always said that when he finds these women, he feels that he's more of a psychologist than a lover because he's, oh, my God, just right off the bat, he's just, you know, advising them on some stuff. And I know that to be true because it's true. So anyway, I want to welcome my buddy, good friend, brother from another mother or father, Will Broby. What's good with you?
How you doing, Carla? It's always a pleasure to be online with the lovely Miss Carla Oaks. What is it? EOTM Simpson.
Of course, yeah, you're on Facebook, but Carla B, Carla Barr, Carla Simpson, whatever you want to call me, just call me. Spooky.
You've been gone away for a while, so I have to make sure I get it right.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But again, definitely, I'm happy to have you aboard. I also want to welcome our other fine gent that's on the panel with Will Roby. We have this guy, he was on the show last time, I think it was May 5th when we had the first part of the online dating series. He was called the infamous Mr. Bailey. That was the guy that at the end of the show I let everybody know that was the guy that I picked out of those 51 guys. He called himself Mr. Bailey, but, you know, tonight he's going to just put it out there and put his real name out. So we got Greg. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carla B. How you doing tonight?
I'm super great because I got, like, two of the greatest guys I know on the show with me tonight, so we're definitely going to have a little fun. Before we even dive into anything, y'all, I definitely want to allow you guys to be able to share with my listeners a little bit about you guys. So we're going to start it off, and any, meeny, miny, mo, let's go ahead and give it to you, Greg, and go ahead and share with our listeners a little bit about you.
Well, I of course was the rose winner in your little dating experiment, and I'm really happy about that. But in my professional life, I work in legal for the Walt Disney Company. I'm a stand-up comedian, and God, I feel like I'm on the dating game here describing myself. But, but yeah, no. I mean, I'm a jack of all trades, and you know, I'm a writer, and I've been doing writing for 17 years, and get out there and do the comedy, and get out there and do what I do. So, and I was on eHarmony for about a month. And had dated somebody for 3 months. That didn't work out. And then, thank goodness, I found you. And it's been pretty darn fun ever since. So,
alrighty. That's what's up. Thank you so much for that. And don't tell people how much I paid you to say those great things about me. I'm just kidding. Will, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Well, for the people that didn't hear me last time, my name is Will Roby. I'm an IT consultant here in Atlanta, Georgia, over here on the East Coast, you guys. As Carla said, a lot of times I have to put on my psychologist, my unofficial doctor hat, because I just see so many mistakes that not just women, men do, that people make when it comes to dating. And, you know, I've had some pretty good, healthy relationships. So, you know, I don't know if I'm doing it all right, but I think I've conquered some things that I was doing wrong, so we'll see.
All right, that's what's up. Thanks so much for that. I do want to, at this time, go ahead and open it up to my sidekick, my ride or die chick. She has a show under the EOTM Network as well. My girl, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva. She was on the show last time. We did the first part of the series, and with that, I want to definitely show some love to my girl, Sweet Tea. I see you. What's up, girl?
What's up, Carla B? What's up, everybody?
Hey,
how everybody doing this evening?
Hey, sweet
great.
Sweet.
It's always great to hear you again. You know, I have to, a lot of people don't know, you know, how sometimes Sweet Tea, when you're on the show and when it's you and Mocha D is always throwing out the family thing and stuff, and we're always joking about that, but I've got to let the people know that don't know Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva, is not just a radio personality underneath the network. It's my sister from another father. But, yeah, definitely this is my girl. And she has so much she's been through the ringer when it comes to relationships, just like me. So I wanted to have her on just for a bit to be able to share some stuff. But I want to start it off really quickly. And considering tonight's show is about the man's perspective, and I know last time we did it, I wasn't able to really share or allow these guys to really share their perspectives when it comes to online dating. So that's why I definitely wanted to be able to dedicate some time to them. So I want to start off really quickly with Will, because you mentioned, and I shared a little bit also in regards to you getting into these relationships with these women, and you're almost a doctor, and just the different things that you're seeing. So I guess we're going to start off with, you know, just sharing some of the things that you've seen and some of the mistakes that you felt that some of these women that you've met online are making that you already mentioned.
Well, first of all, it's, you know, the experience for men is a little bit different for women. I think I mentioned this last time. You know, when a woman gets on a dating site, you know, she creates her profile, and as soon as she logs on, you know, all the guys on the site are hitting her up, especially if she has a picture, you know, on her page. For men, it's a little bit different. You know, we don't get the attention that women get, mainly because you all are too busy responding to notes. You don't really have a chance to search through the men's profiles. So, you know, we have to initiate contact a lot of times. And, you know, we'll do a search, go through the profiles. And one of the things that I find very aggravating is that, you know, when you look at a woman's profile, every time it talks about what she doesn't want from a man, you know, please don't approach me this way, don't ask me for sex, don't do this, don't do that. You know, you got to be this way. I mean, I understand why, but, you know, that's already putting a bad taste in my mouth, and makes me think twice about even, you know, wanting to get to know you. That to me, that's going to be a lot of work, just trying to get to know you.
Right
off the bat, that's one of the things that, that I have a problem with. What about you, Greg?
I'll tell you, I was just going to chime in and say, That's why I got on eHarmony, because they feed them to you. When I was on Match.com before then, I can't put up with what you just said. I couldn't put up with that anymore, going through the looking through and the negativity and the looking through and the negativity. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, listen to the old man on the eHarmony commercial and throw my information in the well and see what comes out of the well, you know? I got lazy because of exactly what you just said. So,
well, I want to comment on that. This is Sweet Tea, and I've never been on a dating line before, but I just wanted to say, Will and Greg, as far as I'm concerned, if they sending up telling you that what they don't want and what they do want, I feel like that is getting to know a person right there. So I don't think why it should put a bad taste in your mouth when you should already know how not to come at her if she's already breaking it down to you what she don't want. So I would think that was a head start for her, for you to know what type of person she is. That I'm just saying.
Well, the things that most women say, I mean, I would say about 75% of the profiles say exactly the same thing. And I understand why the ladies say that. Of course, guys come at them all kinds of crazy ways. But as, you know, I think of myself as a good guy. I'm sure Greg does too. We're not approaching you that way. You know, we don't even have any intent to approach you that way. So when every time we open up a profile and we see that, it's like, oh, here we go again. You know, that's
being,
the thing.
What exactly?
It's kind of like being at a bar.
It's that person saying.
Go ahead, Greg.
Well, it's kind of like being at a bar and a woman just throwing her hand up and saying, okay, forget it. You know, you're not getting any further than this. It's not what it said. I don't mind if a woman says, you know, I don't like sex on the first date. You know, the obvious good things that a woman wouldn't want, I would hope she would say that because she has some morals and she has some integrity. It's
right.
When they start getting into some really deep, like crazy personal stuff, it's kind of off-putting. And it's kind of like just like being in a bar and having a woman throw her hand up at you and go, nope, you're not coming over here. So at least
right.
That's how it feels to me.
Right.
Can I touch on that? I definitely understand what you're saying, Sweet Tea, because, and that's what you would think typically. Okay, I'm sharing what it is that how I am. So, you know, and it's taking you you're kind of taken aback from it, Sweet Tea. You're like, huh, don't you want to know that?
Yeah, because I just want to say this real fast, Colby.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Because I just look, like I said, I never did it before, but at the same time, if Will said every time they open up the profile, whatever they read, is saying the same thing, maybe it's something you guys out there just doing wrong. If the girls keep saying the same thing constantly over and over, maybe it's something that, you know, that the guys is doing wrong on the dating line for someone to keep recycling it and recycling it.
Okay, well, let's say something really, 1 second, Will. I'm going to get to you because I know it's the man's perspective, but I just want to say, I think Sweetie's saying it because she's not familiar with how the online dating actually works. I'm feeling you guys because I've been on online dating sites for about 7 years. So, and this is what a lot of guys are saying. And Sweetie, well, I think what they're basically meaning, okay, you, just like even if you meet somebody out at the bar today or wherever you're going, you meet guys. And you're telling most women these days when they're telling guys, okay, well, this is how I am. This is what I want. If you're not this way, oh, well, too bad. Get going. So this is what they're getting right off the bat. They're getting this right off the bat. So they're like, and there's so many of them that are the same. So that's, and I knew this, so that's why when I created my profile, I've always done mine a little bit different, you know. So I think that's why I've had, like, success in online dating. You know, I mean, I meet a guy every couple years in online dating because it actually works. But this was the first time for me to do this type of experiment. But anyway, I'm not, you know, I mean, I can feel what you're saying, Sweet Tea. But I feel just being on the site for those many years, I definitely see, I feel these guys. And this is exactly what they're doing.
Well,
and it's unfortunate.
I don't personally, like you said, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm just going about what I'm hearing right now. And I mean, I thought far as setting up a profile is to let a guy know what they want and what they don't want. I thought that was what it was about to get to know someone, if you want to go on a date or not.
Yeah, let me give you an example of what we're talking about. Like, one of the things a lot of women say is, no, you're not coming over my house. No, I'm not coming over your house. Please don't ask me for my number on the first note. Stuff like that.
Oh, that's just ghetto. You're on the wrong thing, then. That's that sound ghetto.
Right. You get that everywhere.
Yeah.
That's just sound ghetto.
I didn't know you guys didn't like that because I used to have on my profile, because a lot of times I was on this one time, I was on Plenty of Fish, and I know Will, he called me out on one day. He's like, he saw me on there. He's like, you're on here too? So anyway, but one thing that I said on that profile was, okay, I'm trying to, because I was so used to being on eHarmony when they filter things and God can't just say, give me your number. I did say that at one point in my profile. I want to get to know you for a little bit via email back and forth, and then maybe some, you know, another form. But I don't want to talk to you the same day. And I was just so tired of God. I wanted them, because I created my profile in a way for them to really get to know me. I put some stuff there. So I was like, this is, just the whole outline of it all. Check this out, and let's communicate via email for a minute, because I don't want to talk to you over the phone right now. I can go to a bar and talk to somebody right now if I wanted to. So I'm surprised you guys, why didn't y'all do like that?
It's kind of like what I sent you for the show, Carla. Guys kind of like it's a delicate balance for what women need to put on their site. You know, we don't want a novel. We want a novella. We want to know just enough to get us interested, and then we want to be able to ask you questions. We like mystery, at least me personally. I want a little bit of mystery. I don't want to know everything up front, everything that's going on, because it's kind of like you're having, it'd be like a woman
Then you don't have nothing to talk about.
Exactly. Right. Well, it's like a woman sitting at the bar, and the first thing she says to you, well, I have 3 kids, and I got arrested. You know, it's like, okay, It's like,
all right, let's ask it.
you know what I mean? You never get that extreme, but, it's kind of like that's how it feels. So you don't want it all up front. It's kind of like, all right, I want to be intrigued. I want a little, I want a little bit of mystery. Like, when I looked at your site, Carl, you were talking about your media business and how, you're successful and, some of your interests. It's like, okay, I want to get to know her some. You had just enough on your site to intrigue me.
That's why I wish y'all would have just, Will, like you broke it down earlier. If you would have broke it down like that to Sweet Tea earlier like that, what you was going through, I'm just thinking something simple like, not ghetto, like you were saying. I don't want your number. I don't want to come over. Now, that's just too much right there. Now, if you would have broke it down like that earlier, Sweet Tea would have been on your side.
You'd be surprised at how many profiles say the same. And even on the positive side, let's talk about the positive side for a second. Even when you, like, on what date, what will your typical first date be? Typically, you were walking apart. Movie, dinner in the movie. I want to know what set you from all the other profiles that I'm looking at. You know, I'm a little adventurous. I'll go whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
do something like that. What makes you different? And it doesn't have to be a whole paragraph. If I have to scroll down, I'm not going to read it.
I was just going to say, we don't want a novel.
Can I just say something really quick? Because I took a lot of time with my profile, especially the one I had on Plenty of Fish. It's actually the same one I've used for on and off for about 7 years. But I took some time to write that. It's not that long, but
I share
my...
It's a different folks, gotta be.
Yeah, that's true, because I know a lot of guys who read it. They love it, and they're like, oh, my God. So, but what I want to do really quickly, y'all, I definitely want to, because we got some callers, so... I want to go ahead and go to the phone line really quickly, because I know we put out at the top of the show that we wanted people to call in to share their online dating experiences. So I'm going to go to the phone line really quickly. I see I got somebody calling in from Athens, and I believe I know who it is. Is it Derek?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Before you even talk, Derek, I want to let the people know that You is not in my age bracket whatsoever. You do a show on the network, urban hip-hop indie music show every other Wednesday called Let's Face Reality. For y'all, if you haven't checked out Derek's show, make sure you do because it's fire. I'm so cool. But, you know, so Derek is my daughter's age. He's like 21, 22. And tattle him a bit in regards to the online dating, and he was like he got something to share. So go ahead, Derek, share with us, you know, any kind of online dating experiences that you've had, good or bad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was listening in for a minute, actually, and I got to agree with the other guy who said they don't want to read a whole lot, you know, just enough. I do understand that, but at the same time, I also want to read enough. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, I do like to hear voices. So I think I would trust more about what you're saying if I can also hear you. You know what I'm saying? So I can see really, like, anybody can email. You know, an email doesn't,
right.
You know, you can put any picture with an email. But the way the world is these days, I want to know I'm talking to a woman. You know what I mean? Because, hey, I'm saying, there's people like here, there's something no good, you know what I'm saying? You might email this person for so long, and you finally go talk on the phone, they're like, what's up? You know what I mean? Hey, I'm telling you, I know situations where it's happened. Yeah, so, I mean, I got to hear your voice. I got to hear you say something, you know what I mean? If ain't nothing but, hey, bye, tell me something.
Oh, my God, that's too funny.
Derek, sure. I agree with you, because that's the one point of frustration I have as a guy. When it takes a woman 2 weeks to get back to you, the other thing I liked about Carla, what I liked about you is you went through everything rather quickly, and I did get to hear your voice. And I agree with Derek. When you hear somebody's voice, it's like you're gonna have a connection or you're not.
But you know what? Sorry, Greg. Let me just interject.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
One thing women have to understand: there are a lot of women that don't want to give out their number, and that's fine. But two things. One, you're really not going to get to know a person unless you have a conversation. Sending notes and texts back and forth is not going to allow you to have an in-depth enough conversation to get to know someone. And then, second of all, you don't have to give your number out. I give my number out. And I tell them, look, if you don't feel comfortable with me having your number, just block your number and call me, you know, so we can have a conversation. Because bottom line is, if I don't hear your voice, if I don't talk to you, then you're just going to be another profile to me until I actually have a conversation. I mean,
amen. I'm with you on that. I feel the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carla B.
No, go ahead and ask it, and then I'm ask Derek something really quick, and then I know that he probably has to jump off to do some things, and then we'll get to some other callers. But go ahead, Sweetie.
Well, I wanted to really ask Will, what makes your profile so different for a guy, for a female to want to communicate with you?
Oh, might be a connection there.
You know what? You would really have to see my profile.
You can't break it down.
My profile actually.
I'm finding him right now, Sweetie. I'm finding him right as we speak. Go ahead.
That's funny. I actually don't have any personal information on me on my profile. My profile actually has online dating tips, you know, for women. And it's not women bashing. It's not it actually puts men in a bad light, you know, if you really want to know the truth about it. But a lot of times when I meet young ladies, I automatically hear the frustration they have with online dating. And then, you know, like we were talking earlier, I go into my, you know, psychologist mode, and, you know, I try to, you know, tell them it's going to be okay, consider these, you know, different approaches. So on my profile, I really just have a bunch of dating tips, and plus I don't like my personal information to be public knowledge. I'd rather you get to know me in conversation. So I don't really put a lot of personal stuff on my profile. No, I choose information. Yeah.
That's what's up. I wanted to ask, okay, Derek, I know Derek's still here. I definitely appreciate you. I feel you on that. So now that I understand why guys get frustrated, because I didn't know before in regards to the phone, the only thing I knew was that I just felt that guys were trying to just go too fast with the process. But if somebody ever would ever broke it down like you just did, I want to find out if you a girl for real on the other end. I mean, that's the reality that we live in. So I definitely, I'm feeling you, but if you don't know, if they don't really explain it, how are we to know? So that's where there's that little confusion, Will and Greg and Derek. You know, so you see, you know, how people could be, like, frustrated with the whole online dating thing because there's really not that communication to really break down exactly why it is that we say that. Because, you know, you guys, when you see a profile from a woman saying, okay, you're not going to get my phone number, what you're doing? You're not going to ask them why. You're just going to bypass her, correct?
That's correct.
Right.
I'm going to ask them, can they Skype me?
I'm going to ask them, what is
the difference between somebody that's like in his early 20s and somebody like me in my, I just turned 40. Ooh, that doesn't sound cute. But that's the difference there. You know, the younger folks are going to just get it out there. So anyway, really quick, y'all, considering we're talking to Derek and stuff, I definitely want to just pay homage to him. You can definitely hold on for as long as you want. But let's hit a really quick commercial break brought to you by Derek of Let's Face Reality and Classic City Records. Hold tight, y'all.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, your playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
Welcome back, y'all, to the E-Buzz Show. This is your girl, Carla B. This is part two of our online dating series, and we're talking about the men's perspective tonight to online dating, and currently we have Will Roby out of Atlanta. We have Greg out of Los Angeles, Sweet Tea, the Santa Diva, as well as Derek out of Athens, Georgia, of the Let's Face Reality talk show. Really quickly, I got Derek on. I know we're talking about online dating and stuff, but you're doing some great things in Atlanta. One thing in particular is something that's going down June 7th. So definitely before you go, I want you to be able to share with my listeners, Derek, what you're doing.
As far as the show or
Your event, June 7th.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, June 7th, we're throwing a big event down at Top Resent International Show Bar in Athens, Georgia. And we got a lot of people come down. I got some artists coming down from Atlanta. And they're going to be, one of them is doing a documentary, actually, of what he's doing. It's releasing in July. And we're making sure that, you know, everybody going down to come down, you know, so have a good time. We're going to have drink specials. You know, me, I'm going to be hosting the event, running the event. So I'm putting my people in, putting free drinks on, people hanging, you know, showing love, giving back. It's going down. It's going down.
That's what's up. That's what's up. June 7th. And we'll be playing a promo for the event a little bit later in our show. So, yeah, make sure you guys stay connected for that. I want to ask you guys, because I was going through some stuff that me and Will talked about in regards to this particular show. And one thing in particular that I wanted to touch on was, when it comes to online dating, a question that people had was, is having sex too soon really going to make men stop calling? So first off, I want to definitely get Will to expound on that, and then we can go across the board, you know, and of course, you know, and get, you know, let E.T., you know, get some time in as well. Go ahead, Will.
Okay. I know this is probably going to be a touchy subject. I know a lot of women think that, you know, if they give it up too soon, you know, the guys are going to get it real quick, and then that's the last that they're going to hear from them. Well, and I will agree, in most cases, that may happen. But to be honest with you, it's not really the sex, you know, that is what keeps them from calling you. It's the fact that you gave yourself up emotionally. Like, for example, if a guy, you know, comes at you, you know, you go on the first date, the date was really good, and then you end up, you know, sleeping together that night.
Was that the first date?
On the first date, well, you know, a lot of times it happens on the first date. But we'll say second or third date. How about that?
Whatever make you feel comfortable, Will.
All right, sweetie. Am I telling myself? Oh, no. No, listen. It's not the fact that you had sex with them, because if you get up the next morning, And you're the exact same way that you were before, If you are not all emotionally, you know, into them, and you know, you know how people change afterwards. If you don't do that, a man is going to think, you know, that's going to tug on his ego a little bit. He's going to think to himself, okay, well, did I do a good job? Or, you know, and if you don't call him, or if you don't press him about calling you, I guarantee you, he's going to call you back. And wondered if everything was okay, or, you know, how was it? As opposed to, I had experience one time. I'm not going to tell you what date, which date, but it was. but the next day, I think around, it may have been noon or 1 o'clock.
Wow.
The woman texted me and was like, I haven't heard from you.
Wow.
And I'm busy working. I haven't even had a chance to to call.
Y'all are married already, man.
Right. It hadn't even been a whole 24 hours, and I'm like, wow. You know, and that's the stuff that runs men off. You know, we don't want to deal.
I can
you know, it's
it.
Like,
yeah.
Right. It's like now you're emotionally obligated to the person. You know, and that just changes the game. You know, we don't want to deal with that right
away. That's the secret.
Right.
That's the secret, how to run gas off, because I'm tired of them running towards me. That's the secret.
I want to, what I think is, you know, the thing about, and I understand what you're saying, the unfortunate thing about women, Will, is that, of course, we're consistently emotional because it's that damn estrogen. Okay, you get a little bit in you and see what happens to you, okay? So,
well, Carla B, which you know, you my girl, you my sister, you always said maybe I should have been a man because I'm not emotional like that.
I mean, but the thing is, over time, and Greg will probably can even attest to it. Well, let me ask you, am I emotional compared to the other women you've probably dated?
Actually, no, you're not as emotional at all. You're pretty darn calm.
Yeah. So I think that I've, just over time, and just I've been married twice, and not just married, but I've been in a long-term relationship, and I've messed up. I've actually did the same thing that girl did to you, Will, at one point. I was crazy. I'm like, oh, heck, you to the knob, you know. And when you're young, you can't really control those, even though you might want not to call him, but you do, and when you do, you piss off at yourself. Because I've been there, done that. But I think overall, as we get older, we're able to get control of our emotions a little bit more. But let me say this really quickly, then I'm going to let you guys talk. I was talking to a friend of mine, and this guy, he's not really a friend. He's actually bisexual. So this is the crazy thing about this whole thing. He told me, he said, it's different when I'm laying down being, I'm the one that's being, you know, sexed up or whatever term you want to use. He said it's different because when I'm being that way, I am more emotional. But when I'm the giver, when I'm giving it to that man, you know, the emotions aren't as strong. But when I'm the one getting plummeted into, basically, you know, I'm like, oh, my God. So I think it's something when it comes to just that whole thing and that control. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? You're submissive to me, and, you know, I want to say it's something like that. I could be wrong, but this is what this guy told me, and he's bisexual, and that was his experiences with it. He's been the man, and he's been the woman, and it's more emotional when he's the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear crickets.
Well, okay. I mean, the bottom line is, it's not this, that he conquered getting the sex. It's the fact that he conquered you, you know, mm-hmm. which makes them, mm-hmm. you know, not call you back. You know, if you, and I tell women all the time, there should only be one reason why you lay down with a man, and that's because that's what you wanted, not because right. of what he said or what he looks like or what he has or what he has going on. Because the bottom line is, when you wake up the next morning, regardless of who he turns out to be, you don't want to have any regrets about the experience. That's what you wanted to do, and you enjoyed it, and you can go on about your business. And if you have that attitude, I promise you, 9 times out of 10, the guy is going to stick around. You know, it's that emotional, you know, obligation that guys run from. You know, not the fact that he got sex.
Right. Well, no, Will, I agree with you there, and I might as well jump in here. I mean, what I was going to say is when you get together with a girl, and if things do happen on the first date, I mean, either one of two things are going to happen. You're not going to feel the connection, or I always, in my head, have called it the Bonnie and Clyde syndrome. It's
right.
like you two are ready to go commit a crime together. You have that
right.
strong of a pheromone connection. You know what I'm saying, Will. You know, where it's like, okay, I feel it. And you two look at each other the next morning, and it's like, you don't need to worry about if you're going to text or you're going to call or whatever. It's just there. You know, you're ready to go. So, mm-hmm. you know, on a bad note, I wanted to share a story. A friend of mine confided in me, and no, this isn't about me because I would not be this crazy. A buddy of mine actually was calling a girl 3 or 4 times, and they had phone sex before they even met. It was a really bad idea because they thought they had this connection, and he tells me, he's like, dude, we had phone sex last night. I'm going to meet her at the bar today. This is going to be so great. And I'm like, oh, man. Sure enough, in person, they had no chemistry whatsoever.
Oh, my
and
God.
It was like
she
the
was?
Most, they had no chemistry whatsoever in person. They
right.
had it over the phone. I mean, they brought each other to orgasm, and then they met, and they're looking at each other like, well, last night we brought each other to orgasm, and I can't,
oh,
you know, I can't connect with you. It was, he said it was like the worst half hour he ever spent at a bar ever.
Wow.
They created too big of expectations for each other. That they created unrealistic expectations. That's what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they were born it, yeah.
Yeah, I heard of that before also. I want to go to the phone lines really quick. We have someone else calling out of Athens, Georgia, and 706-988. You are live on EOTM Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Big Current from West Face Reality. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, Wilson? Yeah.
How y'all doing tonight?
Great, great. So I don't know how much you've heard, but this is part two of my online dating series of shows. May 5th, we had a show where it was just my perspective, the woman's perspective to online dating. Tonight we have men. So definitely if you have a story to share in regards to online dating, maybe some unrealistic expectations that some women have had or whatever you've experienced, definitely, you know, you got some airtime right now, buddy.
Well, actually, I'm recently divorced, and so I kind of gave it a try through some urging of some friends, and bottom line is crazy. I mean,
what?
it's crazy. I mean, I met some cool people, kicked it with them, and I've also met a lot of crazy people. But I mean, okay. I'm not saying it's just online dating though, because that's just life in general. But you know,
you
I've
you
want to
expound
people
on some of the crazy, because you know, I'm sure we also share crazy, but yeah,
right,
expound a little
right,
bit
well,
on
like,
exactly what.
For instance, like this one girl I met, and I mean not met in person, met online through the site, and we called like three or four messages back and forth. Nothing serious, nothing really. And she gave me her number. She's like, "Well, you can just text me if you want to." I was like, "All right, that's easier." So we texted back and forth a couple times. Then we talked on the phone. We talked on the phone maybe 20 minutes, just basic, get to know you, chit chat, nothing out of the way, nothing. I get off the phone, I'm like, all right, well, I got work in the morning, you know, I'll have to let you go, get off the phone. And like 2 seconds later, my phone's blowing up with text messages, all kind of pictures of her naked, stuff like that.
You guys are laughing, been there, done that? Well,
no, it's just
she
funny
was
to
ready
hear.
For you, man. Yeah. Ready. I mean, you know, I could understand if like the conversation had went that way at all.
Wow.
I mean, there were no calls saying that. I mean, I'm not really complaining, but I mean, it definitely got her on my I don't want to meet you list because you're crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, not just crazy, but you're nasty. Yeah, you're nasty. That's crazy.
I mean, that's
wow.
What I was saying about earlier about that delicate balance on a web on your profile, Carla. I mean, when they put pictures of themselves in their underwear, like bent over and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. We know you're crazy from then. We don't want anything to do with you.
Right. And, but there's a reason why they keep that up there, because there are that group of guys that do want to do a lot to them. So, you know, and I guess they're looking for those particular guys. I want to really quickly go to the phone line because I know I have my boy, T'Angelo of the Kick It Spot. I believe he's calling in right now, and if that's you, what's up with you?
Yeah.
I want to before I even introduce you more than what I've already done, I want to say that I listened to your show last night. On the Kick It Spot comes on every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And T'Angelo, of course, his shows are always just so much energy. But he's doing a spinoff of my online dating series, and he has some great tips that he shared when it comes to online dating. So I definitely wanted to be able to give him a little bit of airtime, considering he's giving me a little of his time. So you want to expound on... No problem. So you can expand on, I don't know how much you've heard, but I definitely want to get your perspective to online dating, and then I want you to also share some of those tips that you shared on your show last night, and then let us know about your whole experience.
Okay. Well, it has been definitely was a funny thing, and one of my callers who didn't make it in last night, I have some of her story I wanted to share, which piggybacks off that last young man's story. So the young lady who I was going to speak to last night, she had a similar situation. Actually, it was identical. She said that her and the guy had chatted a little bit online and moved into the text message realm, moved into the light. They went into a light phone conversation. I think. And she said the phone conversation was like about food, their favorite foods, their favorite restaurants, and left it at that. When she got done, the next thing she knew, he sent her a penis pic. And
oh,
she's like, I'm really not into that. She's like, that was really offensive. She said, so I said back to him, yeah, I'm not impressed. He wrote back, laughed out loud, and sent her a better angle of his penis, thinking she meant that it wasn't
wow.
a good size.
Was it Brett Favre?
Like,
I mean, yikes.
Well, and actually, in his defense, she showed me the pictures. She actually emailed me the pictures. And they were like that. And so one of them, I guess, had a little stomach on him. And so the first one was over the top. So his son was covering some of it. So then he did the side angle so you could see the whole profile. And so then to add insult to injury, the third picture he sent, and excuse me if you're listening and you're a little old, a little younger, but it was an ejaculating shot. His hand and the thing was covered in secretion.
Oh, my God. That's retarded.
I said, did he send
so
you a leaky peedy? Who sends a leaky peedy shot? And I don't even know you. I thought that was blatant disrespect. I mean, the penis
yeah.
by itself is one thing, but with stuff oozing, no, that was very inappropriate. And I said, what did you say to him? She said, I didn't say anything to him. I was like, I'm sorry, ma'am. I said, I don't really know you like that, so I don't want to go in on you, but you had to have given him a little something. And she said she didn't, and I was like,
yeah,
really taken back.
I believe
so,
her.
Yeah, needless to say, they didn't talk much long. I mean, he didn't understand why she didn't reply back, but it wasn't much more dialogue that shared. Moving forward, I am all for online dating. I have been doing online dating since I was probably a wee little lad because I came with an era when it started. I love
right.
chatting. I love the chat rooms back in the chat room days. And I think that online dating can be a lot of fun. Now, because it's become more of a normal practice than when I first started, it was kind of like that unspoken, you know, oh, my God, you're doing that, where now it's all
right.
about, oh, my gosh, I didn't know what the best site is. And
right.
you do have the weirdos. You have this, this, that, and the other. But I always say it's about what you put into the Internet will be what you get out of the Internet.
Right.
If you go in looking for, you know, a good time, you'll come out with a good time. But if you go in looking for longevity and someone to meet a substance, I think that you will exude that, and the people who want other things won't attract to you. Like if you're chatting with someone, they're trying to meet you after hours, and you're never interested in an after-hours meeting, well, the
mm-hmm.
conversation will eventually dwindle off to nothing because you won't have anything to talk about. So
right.
one thing I did share last night was a recent first date that I had. It was actually 7 days ago today.
Congratulations.
And, thank you. Thank you very much. And it was hilarious. The venue I chose was a restaurant that I didn't know had a very strong Laker following, and it was a major playoff game that night. And so it was like a sports bar. I mean, really loud, really obnoxious, and you're trying to have a quiet dinner, get to know somebody. And it was difficult because it was loud, but we pressed on. I offered to go somewhere else, and I was instructed we were fine, so we just, you know, moved on with the evening. And a long story short, it was a great night. Everything went very well, no craziness. I was later told that for the first 30 minutes, I seemed to talk so much that I seemed self-centered and egotistical.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, wow, really? And I was like, oh, my goodness. But then I was told later on, as the conversation went on, you could really tell that you weren't that you're very thoughtful, you're very attentive,
right.
you attention to detail, you would notice things about
right.
me. And I was noticing about the person I was sitting with that who would have noticed that, you know, when you were tense in the body or when the
right.
eyes would move to a certain location, things like that. So it made it very comfortable. And before we went on the date, actually, we had a phone conversation. About a 20-minute phone conversation hours beforehand, which really helped because
mm-hmm.
you got a sense of a person, which
right.
made it, you know, we free-flow talked on the phone. So that was great. It was, so all in all, the conversation was great. The first date was great. And we've gone on more since then, and everything's great.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. So the biggest tip I'm going to say for online dating really quickly from my own experience, and one of my callers yesterday also said, and I thought that she had the best advice, which is to be yourself. You can pretend all you want. And with me, that's like a big thing because I'm such a big personality. If I tone myself down to impress you on a date, it really could give you a wrong impression because when I finally do come back in full energy and regalia, you can be like, whoa, what happened to the cool, calm, collected dude? Yeah, I'm never going to die.
Right, right.
So,
that's the only way I know how to rock.
What did you say?
I said, that's the only way I know how to rock, to be myself.
Well, you know what? And even if not being yourself, though, sometimes you minimize yourself on accident just not to seem too aggressive.
Never experienced
and,
it.
What, I want to expand on that. I want to expand on that, T'Angelo, because that was one of the things that I shared on my blog, my online dating blog, because I went through that. I want to be myself, but if I was out of the dating scene for 2 years. Sweetie can attest to this. I did not, I was focused on, I wasn't trying to date. It was about my business. And it was 2 years. I hadn't been on a date at all. I hung out with my friends and stuff, but just dating men, I just, you know, and I had got friends. But going on a date, getting to know somebody on that level was totally different. So I actually just, during my whole online dating experiences, that was a revelation there that I experienced.
Right.
It was like, it was really hard for me just in those few minutes of meeting someone to be comfortable. It was weird. And I think a lot of the guys, I was like, this girl is weird. You know, and so I had to get over that and just come to the realization, like, okay, forget it. Just don't even try. Just go there and just be your quirky self or whatever. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But I did go through that. Because I think that if you hadn't dated in a minute, it's just like that.
And I think it's because we're such a culture of opinions and judgments and you know, having something to say about everything. So you're thinking, what is every gesture I'm doing? What is it saying to the other person?
Right.
And you're trying to control what that person's thinking. You're trying to control how they look at you. You're trying to control that image. When it comes down to it, you can never control those things.
Right. And I want to say this really quickly also. Just dating and people – I get so many emails even today in regards to my blog, and people are still commenting on it. And they're like, okay, how could you date so many men and this and that? But, you know, I had to get my mind right to be able to do that. And it was so emotional because just dealing with so many different personalities and stuff. And it was like, to date so many men, I just eventually had to be honest with myself in a totally different way, because I remember back in my 20s when I dated the wrong man, when he asked me out, I would – probably, even though I knew he was wrong for me, I would still go. You know, asking me, and I usually lied, or sometimes I lied and said, okay, well, I was either too busy or whatever. But dating someone else, or, you know, I just always had, like, different, I had excuses and stuff like that. But that particular kind of guy, he knew that I was making excuses, and so he kind of caught on to that, and he wouldn't let me go because he knew I wasn't really being truthful. And he kind of manipulated me in a way. And I actually, I stayed with him. And I think I married my first ex-husband that way. You know, I knew he wasn't right for me, but, he wouldn't let go. He was very persistent. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not doing nothing else. Let me go ahead and do this. But I'll tell you this, one of my earliest online dates taught me about honesty.
Okay.
I dated this one guy, and he was just the sweetest thing ever, and he was handsome and educated, the conversation was there and all that good stuff. We went on actually two dates. I guess he felt that I was quirky the first date, and he was going to give me another chance on the second date. I was game for that. So anyway, after that second date, I thought things were great, and I got an email from him that night, and it said, "It was really nice to meet you, but I didn't feel that indescribable something that would tell me we're a match." So I looked at the screen, you know, because at that point I think I've dated like 20-something guys. So I looked at it, and I'm like, damn. I was hurt a little bit, you know, just embarrassed more so. But what I did was I'm like, damn, I like that line. I'm going to start using that. And, you know, just to be it for somebody to be that open and honest, so that really got me to the point where I'm like, okay, if I'm not digging these guys, it's okay to say so. And
in my 20s,
I was like, okay, twist my arm, okay, I'm here. But that really showed me a lot just about myself, the way I was, and how I didn't want to be that way. And I could say, no, I don't like you, bye-bye, in a nice way. You know, and so, yeah, from that date forward, I start being really honest. I'm like, okay, well, if I don't like you, I'm just going to let you know instead of leaving you on. So just little bit of honesty really helped me and see how maybe 15, 18 years of relationships with myself could, you know, the hurt and pain of this crazy stuff could have been avoided if I was just honest with myself. And a lot of people aren't.
Right.
I mean, getting back to you, T'Angelo, it's funny. Carlin, my first date was I planned to go to this restaurant, and I thought it was going to be all quiet. It's like a happy hour place. And usually at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's real quiet. But just that day, it was the college playoffs. This place is crawling with people. And I was so embarrassed. I show up. And she's there, and this place is as loud as hell, and I'm like, oh, man, I messed this up so bad. But, I mean, we had a drink, and we talked, and thank goodness, I was like, oh, you know, we need – she's like, no, it's okay if we stay here. I'm like, no, we're going to get out of
right.
here. I want to actually have a conversation with you. And we walked down, and it was in the Melrose area, and I didn't know any of the damn restaurants, but I just picked one. I'm like, just anywhere we sit is going to be better than there. And I mean, the good thing about you, Carl, is, I mean, you were yourself. You were totally yourself. Your quirkiness
right.
came out. You talked about things you were comfortable in talking about, and maybe some things you weren't. But I mean, you know. Some of the things I don't know if you want to reveal on the air. I'm not going to embarrass you, but just
no, it's fine. We're listening.
Felt...
Go ahead. No.
It's okay. Most people listen to the show. They know I'm quirky anyway.
Your love of vampires and you know your love of horror movies and all that. And I was like, yeah, I dig this girl now. This is pretty cool.
That wasn't
you know?
Juicy at all. I was looking for juice, and that was not juicy.
Well, not yet. I want to make it to the next date, T'Angelo. You know what I'm saying? So
I guess you do have a different goal. You do have a different goal. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get ready.
but you know I just need my point is, you know, Carl, I agree with you. I mean, you were yourself, and I think you finally were comfortable in that, in having to think you needed to, you know, put on some sort of act for other guys just to, you know, make it to the next date or whatever. It was like, no, you finally let your guard down. And I really
right.
appreciated that because other women I dated, they had the same guard up. And all of a sudden, 3-4 dates later, it's like, well, I'm not really into that. I'm sorry. You know, you're like,
right.
great.
Wait,
now we
time.
Don't have that in common. You know?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Carl,
you were knocked off at first, but you're back.
Oh, okay. I just want to take that one step further, not only just be yourself, but not have any expectations. Don't look at the person as someone that you intend to date or start a relationship with, because even though you're being yourself, that still puts you in the mold of conducting yourself to bring about a relationship, which really isn't your true self. You know, when I go on dates, I'm not thinking about what you're going to be to me, you know, or a relationship. I'm just getting to know you, allowing the friendship to develop. Because I'm going to be me. I'm going to go out and have fun. That saying, if we're a good match and stuff, I don't even know if I like you yet. Let's just go out and have fun. And as we go out and enjoy each other's company, you get to know who that real person is. And then, you know, you don't even have to force it. It'll evolve on its own. You know, they have that foundation.
Right.
That's how it's supposed to be.
I want
to be the same way. I'm just here to have fun.
Yeah. I want to touch on some other. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to mention, Carla, a couple of those points I did on my show last night. I wanted to just touch on a couple of my favorite ones.
Okay.
And these were online dating tips for men. So I'm all about the brothers. You know, I like to always help the guys out because the girls are always, you know, pulling strong for them. So I like to give us some tips. Okay.
Yes,
so my number
yes,
one.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and my favorite tip for dudes, and we really have to get into this, is do not trust their best photo. Online, there is a thing called the law of smoke and mirrors. It's all about smoke and mirrors. What you need to do, in fact, is go through their pictures and find the worst photo of all and ask yourself, am I cool with that? Am I cool with that? That's like my favorite one. You have to say, okay, she kind of really hideous right here, because this is probably what she really looks like. You can't bank on her being. You can't really bank on that pretty shot. So
you're
gonna
wake up
looking
at that one morning, T'Angelo. You know.
See. Exactly. That was a major one. And another one I have to do for guys is, dudes, make sure you use a positive photo, something that makes you look good. You know, if it's an action photo, if you're doing something that you enjoy doing, it never hurts to use a photo of yourself that has, you know, like maybe your work professional look, your sporty look. But what I think of all you need not to do is do not take the shirt off. Do not do the picture with the shirt off, guys. I know we like to have the guns out, have that cow six-pack out. I think we should leave that for the imagination, because what you end up doing, again, if you're looking for longevity in a girl who's really about substance, you can't sell sex. If you're selling sex, you're going to get someone who's going to buy it. So you got to keep it under wraps. And then let's see, one of the last ones I will say is, expect the unexpected. Just know that when you go on these dates or when you talk to people, just expect the unexpected. Don't find yourself being surprised by much. Because one thing that I had to tell one of my friends who got into online dating, she was like, oh, my goodness, Tangelo, I've talked to 10 guys this month. I can't believe it. How do I go through so many guys? And I said, well, honey, online dating is an express version of it. This is speed dating. So you go through them faster because you're able to weed through them. So just expect the unexpected. And those are kind of a few top tips that I'll give the guys. Smoke and mirrors is my number one tip. Smoke and mirrors, baby.
Wow. I want to ask you guys. Go ahead, Will.
I'm just saying, I agree with you. I think when it comes to pictures, the same rule applies to both genders, really. I mean, if you're looking to marry someone, you don't want to see their, you know, sexy pictures, their butt hanging out and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's not someone that you think of, you know, trying to marry.
Because I'm not the only one looking at it. And if you sending me naked pictures on day one, who would you send them to yesterday?
Right, exactly. That's the first thought, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My homeboy got that same picture in his phone, matter of fact. My homeboy got it. He showed it to me.
Well, okay, so we're talking about appearance and stuff right now, and pictures and stuff. So how much does appearance really matter to a man? So we're talking about good looks and stuff, you know, good looks over smarts, or, you know, I mean, how much does appearance really matter, y'all?
We are visual creatures, and so it definitely matters, but it doesn't mean commercial beauty. I know for myself, and I'm less than going to speak, but really quickly, I was at downtown L.A. recently, and they had a play going on at the Nokia Center, so it caused a lot of people to come out. But my favorite person to look at that night was the big girls. Why? Because they were pulling it that night. Just because you're a big girl don't mean nothing. A lot of big people don't pull that to make it look cute. They were the ones going that extra mile. And that's what it takes. You don't have to be flawless. You just have a beautiful personality that radiates positive energy and put yourself together. And I think you have to package yourself nicely.
Right. Okay, Tiangelo. Right. Tiangelo, you want some juice here then? Okay. I'll give you the rundown on my looks at Carla's pictures on her eHarmony, okay?
Okay.
We have the first shot of her smiling. She looks good. You know, she's got herself together. She looks successful. You know, she looks confident. She looks fun. And then you have two goofy pictures. I believe they're with you. And she's acting all crazy. And honestly, I love those the most. I'm like, you know what? I'm a comedian. I'm a professional wise ass. You know what? She's a professional wise ass. I like this. And then you get the next shot, and you've got legs. I mean, you've got legs. She's got beautiful legs. And I'm like,
in a green dress?
This girl. I mean, I saw the eyes in the first picture and the smile. The next two pictures were you two acting goofy, and then her legs. So, yes, we are
visual creatures. What was she wearing with these legs? Was it a green? I'm trying to figure out. I've never seen her legs. Was it a green dress?
You never saw my legs, Tiangelo.
I know what you were wearing because you don't wear them very often.
It was a black dress, and she was in the front row. It looked like it's some seminar, some speaking engagement. And
I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just
you know, my take on looks, I have a saying that I tell most women. You know what? I don't have to have a woman that looks like Halle Berry or Jennifer Lopez or nothing like that. It's really more how a woman carries herself. And these are the things that I go by. One, first of all, you got to be clean. That just goes without saying. You'd be surprised. You know,
No. That goes with saying. No, you need to say that.
Yes.
But no, you have to mention that sometimes.
It should go without saying. But first of all, second of all, you know, any woman can get her hair and nails done. I mean, if you don't have the money, pick up a magazine, learn how to do it yourself. You know, I don't do all this craziness and look like a peacock. I like simplicity. You know, second and third of all, wear makeup that will enhance your natural beauty. Don't look like a clown or Nicki Minaj.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Please help me understand what is going on with these completely shaved off eyebrows, and you got this thick thing going on. I promise you, it makes a woman look transy. I mean, that's just my take on it. But I mean, it's just lip gloss and lip liner go a long way in some mascara. You don't need the whole lot, you know. And women, please wear clothes that will complement your figure. You know, everything is not made for everybody. You know, you don't have to show the world what God blessed you with. I mean, come on. It's just take pride in how you look and do what works for you, not what you see commercially. You know, and if you do those things, if you do those things and catch yourself with pride and confidence, you're going to be attracted to someone. That's my take on it.
Okay. Can you hold tight? Eli, we've got to pay some bills and stuff. We'll be right back with more of the E-Buzz, so hold tight.
Next, Top Vixen, hosted by Team at Topper's International Show Bar in Athens, Georgia, 100 North Jackson Street, 30601. Cash prize giveaway for the winner of wet t-shirt, bikini catwalk, and dance-off competition. Special guest judges such as AK SWAT and Darius Blueberry of the Georgia Dog. Special guest performances from local artists such as Grom and Richard Rogers. It's going down at Topper's International. Make sure you're there. Later amateurs can also participate, but remember, go hard or go home. Athens, Georgia, stand up. It's going down.
Could it be the hottest rap group right now, straight out of Athens, Georgia? Classy Directors presents Team with their hot new album, The Movement. Get your copy today while supplies last. Album contains hot new singles such as Pretty Late, Taking Back, and last but not least, Jack of All Trades. Also, special guest appearances such as OG Blow and Zeke Red. Get your copy today. I mean now, right now.
I just got my copy today off iTunes. I ain't know it's on all the other platforms.
That's crazy, man.
Join the movement. Get with the movement. Don't get left behind. This commercial brought to you by Classy Directors.
Ash, what's up? Welcome back, y'all. Girl Carla B here. Got a panel full of men. You know, it's fun tonight. Definitely having some fun. Part two of the online dating series. If you followed my series, you know that I've dated 51 men over the past 3 months. It's been a lot of fun, nuts and crazy, but for the most part, definitely a great learning experience for me. And tonight is all about the men. What I want to do really quick, because we do got some people that's been holding in queue, so I definitely want to go through the phone lines and unmute a caller. I guess Athens City is in the house tonight. Yeah. And that's so cool, y'all getting me all hip and stuff. Thank you. All righty. I think somebody just hung up because they were scared. All righty. So let's go to 706-386. You are live on the E-Buzz with Carla B. Does you want to share some experiences from online dating? Or answer some of the questions that we've posed to the guys.
How was going on, Carla? It's on Madman from Let's Face Reality.
Yo, what's up, Madman?
Oh no, man, it's just chiming in, checking out the show.
What do you think of it? Have you done the online dating thing?
Well, I mean, I did it like once and it wasn't too successful. Yeah.
You have to try more than once though. But what happened? Yeah. You want to share any crazy, fun, whatever experiences?
Oh, yeah, you know, like how you meet them online and they got like a certain picture up, but then like when you see them in person, they look like a whole different person.
Oh, so guys experienced that too? I thought it was just fun experiencing
that. Yeah, crazy stuff like that.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, hold tight. Hold tight, Matt, man. I want to definitely get to the different questions that people have sent in regards to questions that they wanted to ask you guys. So I want to pose this one to and Will Roby. I was going to call you Will Smith. Will Roby, you can start it off. Okay, so what's the real deal about the meet and greet? Those first meet and greets, Will, when you meet somebody that crazy, uncomfortable, or whatever, you know, what's the real deal about those?
Well, you know what, this goes back to what I was saying earlier about going on dates. Meet and greet, I don't really like meet and greets. And I guess it depends on what the definition is. A lot of times when a woman says a meet and greet, it's just a quick you know, let's go to the coffee shop and have a talk or whatever. And that's cool. Don't get me wrong. That's cool. But usually what ends up happening is the woman wants a meet and greet because she wants to scrutinize how brother looks to decide whether or not she wants to continue to date you. And the brothers like meet and greet because it's a cheap way to get out of the first date so they can move on to the second date, which, you know, can be at home or wherever. But either way it goes, it's really not, you know, serving any purpose that's going to be beneficial to you know, moving towards something. You know, just instead of a meet and greet, just go on a date. At least if I don't have chemistry with you or we're not feeling each other, I'm still going to enjoy myself. You know, my money is not wasted. I had a good time. I can show you a good time. And we can part ways knowing that we had a good time, but we really weren't, you know, we really weren't feeling each other.
Before I take it around the table to the guy, I just want to touch on it really quick because I think I've used that mentality that you used well in the past. And what happened was it wasn't a meet and greet. The first date I ever went on, it wasn't a meet and greet. It was a full course date where I had to sit through a full course meal with somebody that didn't look like their picture. And so that's when I started the meet and greet. So I'm like, okay, well, let's just meet at a coffee shop instead of me having to be committed to sitting through a three-course meal with you. And I'm just pissed off because you definitely don't look like your picture. So you don't find, so you're okay with meeting someone that doesn't look like their picture and you still going to go through the whole date?
No, I don't have a problem with it. I've met someone that was totally not their picture at all. They had someone else's picture up there. And they were not attractive at all. You know, but I continued on with the date. I mean, like I said, regardless of who you are, I'm going to enjoy myself. I mean, that may just be me, but I'm not going to waste my money. You know, I'm going to still try to enjoy myself. And
That's what I would do. I agree with Will.
Yeah, we just won't have a second date.
What about
exactly?
You?
But we don't have a good time tonight with a bag over your head.
Right, exactly.
I'm gonna sound super shallow here, but you asked me to go to a Starbucks. I'm not interested. I'm really not, because I mean nothing good can come of y'all sitting there getting caffeinated or strung out on tea or whatever. I mean you're not gonna get to know each other. I met a girl that way, and then all of a sudden we go out and have a few drinks one time, and she turned out to be the angriest, craziest drunk. I mean, you need to see somebody. Alcohol either relaxes people or it brings out the real them, and you want to know the real them as soon as humanly possible. You know, so
great. I never thought of it that way.
Seriously.
But I drunk tell the truth.
Yeah.
It always brings out the truth. I mean, I do agree with Carla, and we've had this conversation already. I mean, going out to dinner on a first date is very like our parents, because now if you go and sit there and you don't get along with somebody, it is the most painful damn day you're ever going to be on. It's so long and horrible.
Not necessarily. You could excuse yourself and leave.
Right.
Well, I'm talking from the guy's point of view.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the same thing at that point of view. Will could still have fun without that person. If they start getting on that person's nerves, you could be like, you can get on. And I'll still stand there and meet somebody there at the restaurant.
Well, that's true, but.
Okay. So
fun dates make better first dates. It's just like, I don't know, talking earlier that said at first the date was going kind of rough and the young lady didn't like him at first, but as the date went on, her opinion changed. And see,
that's
the problem with me. They don't last long enough for you to really get to know each other.
Right.
I mean, go out and have fun, you know, and you get to know each other a little bit better.
Right. I want to touch on some other questions and stuff. Also, I know that when I was talking to Greg in regards to his online dating experience and stuff in the past, he wanted to expound on what we put in. We probably should talk about a little bit earlier when somebody was talking about profiles, but I wanted to open it up for you right now, Greg, so you can share in regards to what they should and should not put in ads. You're talking specifically about the women, so go ahead.
Well, one of the things, and it turns into a really touchy subject, is I understand there are a lot of women that have kids, and I have no problem dating a woman that has kids. What's strange is when a woman puts their kids in the ad. It's almost like there are women that actually have their kids, you know, next to them, hey, and they're all smiling like they're on a they're Demi Moore on the front of Us Weekly, and it's like you're exploiting your kids just to get a date. And, you know, I hope to eventually meet them and I hope to eventually know them, but I don't think they're aware that they're, you know, being put out there on the internet. And to me, that's just kind of, you know, odd and strange. And, you know,
That's scary.
It is. I see it all the time.
Up there. What kind of mother are you to do something like that?
That's exactly
how I feel.
You
don't know what kind of man you're bringing into, you know, your life. You spend enough that you on a date line, but now you're showing your kids safe.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's bad enough.
That's creepy.
And
kind of is that they want to show the men that, you know, it's a package deal, but I mean that's not something.
No,
that's line three.
That's showing a man that you could be talking to a pervert and he's slapping the kid.
Right.
Get to
know the
man
first. Yeah, no, I never understand that when I see that. And the other thing is, and somebody had shared a bisexual story. I met women online, and they're not honest about their sexual preferences completely. And, I mean, be honest up front about that, at least. I mean, I'm bisexual. I'm into women, too, because it – all of a sudden, I've been in relationships where 6 months down the line, it's kind of like, oh, by the way, I have to tell you this. And it makes for a real interesting dinner conversation. And I've stayed in those relationships because I've liked the person. This is a long time ago when I was younger. But, I mean, there are certain things, like I said in the beginning of the show, it's a fine line of what you have to be honest about and what you shouldn't be honest about. And I actually feel for women because it's a delicate balance, because women are judgmental at looking at guys' ads, but I think men are actually worse.
Yeah. Doing what?
No, I just think we're worse. I think we're worse at judging women in ads.
I think it's awesome. I think everyone has their expectations of what they do and don't expect, but I do agree with you as far as just, yeah, I don't know. My thing is this, the fact that you are or aren't, I don't know how much of that I need to know, because if we're talking about doing a one-on-one thing, it's irrelevant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you are or aren't, it doesn't really matter, because it doesn't change the fact of the matter. You know, I like both of them. Okay.
Turning into issues with me, because 6 months down the line, that's where it turned into an issue. Oh, by the way, I'm thinking of dating a woman as well. Are you okay with that? And it's like, well, we're in a serious relationship. No, it doesn't have to do with, you know, sexual orientation. It has to do with, I'm in a relationship with you. If you're going to have another serious relationship, you need to quit this one. So,
yeah, are you okay with me liking girls? I'm perfectly fine with you liking girls. That's not an issue at all. Not a problem. That's fine. I understand. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I want to date one, so we're breaking up.
Exactly.
Oh, I haven't encountered that. That sounds like something that you may need to put on your profile. Like if you're a man and you want kids, or you know, or you've never been married and you want to be married, you know, that's something that someone may want to know up front so that they can, you know, not waste their time. You know, I don't know. I've never encountered that.
I can accept that if you want kids and you know that's something you could, because I think that'll also help weed out certain people. But now when you say you want kids, you don't want a ready-made family. That doesn't count?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Right. I mean, that's a good one. Because if you know that you had a history, if the chick knows she had a hysterectomy, then we can't talk.
Exactly.
I think that brings it back to what Tisa in the beginning, you know, and Will and I were saying, you know, a lot of women put up stuff that, you know, turns us off. I mean, that kind of stuff we actually do want to know. That's the fine line. It's like, that we'd like to know.
Yeah.
That's something that isn't a red flag. That's a, well, okay, I know that, so I'm not interested in her, and I'm not going to waste her time. Whereas, I think what we were getting into more was, I mean, don't put negative stuff up on there. We don't want to hear about the horrible boyfriend experience you had the last time. You know, I'm not into guys that are into the Lakers, and I'm not into drunks, and I'm not into this, and I'm not into that. It sounds like more like a manifesto or like a, you know, you're just venting, as opposed to, mm-hmm. I want to be positive. I had that bad
right.
experience. I want to meet
right.
somebody that isn't this, you know.
Right. I want to, and thanks for sharing that in regards to the profiles. So I want to ask all the guys, considering every last one of you guys have done some kind of online dating, do you feel that women expectations are unreasonable? And we can start off with Will.
I think the very nature of online dating makes everyone's expectations unreasonable. I'm a big proponent of having a lot of conversation before you actually go out and meet. And just, you know, just not have any expectations at all. I mean, really, I don't know. It's so much to be, you'll weed out so much just by talking to someone and just being discerning through the conversation. You know, but I think the online dating in itself creates, you know, everybody has the mindset when you're going through profiles, you have your criteria of what you're looking for, and so that's what you look for. And then, you know, when you find someone that kind of fits it, you know, in your mind you have this person that you want to meet. So when you go meet them, that's what you're expecting. But it, you know, nobody is going to be exactly what you're expecting. So I think yeah. I think the site does that, not necessarily women.
Okay, what about, is Derek still on? Did you want to touch on that as far as women that you meet online, their expectations? Is Derek still here? Okay, I think he must have dropped off. T'Angelo, you want to touch on that?
Do women have unrealistic expectations? I won't generalize it as only women, but certain women, yes, they do. And sometimes it's the corporate woman who does. Who has unrealistic expectations. I don't know if you guys saw the movie.
You're going to have to expound on that, buddy. You're going to have to expound on that.
I know, because what happens is you, and I say that the corporate woman has that because they kind of expect a good man to only be in a certain arena. The corporate woman always expects that the good men are only in corporate America. That's not the case. There's an awesome man who's a construction worker. There's an awesome man who's an automobile mechanic. And yes,
I think that's
answer.
A little bit. Okay, I think that's a little bit different.
Well, again, it's to me, it's not considered different because
the
women, because America doesn't put those positions on the same pedestal as they put the person. Like, I mean, case in point for me, my brother works in service, and he does fine dining. So he's not like he's just a server. He's doing fine dining. So his serving skills have to be immaculate. For myself, I used to work, or I worked in administration. So I'm wearing the suit to work. He's wearing whatever the restaurant tells me to. I'm looked at to be in a better position than he is. Not necessarily. I just have on a tie that I can't freaking stop, you know, that I don't even want to wear. So if you see the movie, and I think honestly in the movie Think Like a Man that recently came out, Taraji P. Henson's character was an awesome example of this. And real quick, she started dating the guy who was a chef, and she found out that he was kind of a dreamer, finding his place in the world, and she dropped him when they were doing beautifully. She dropped him to get with the CEO of some Fortune 500 company. Just dropped him that quick.
Hey, Taraji.
Right, there you go. There you go. See, look at her. Corporate America, right there, all messed up. And she sat with Mr. Corporate America, and do you know what he did on his date? Talked about why he was so good at being Corporate America.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, you got to have some, there has to be some commonality there. Greg, you want to touch on that?
Well, yeah, I'm with T'Angelo on that. I mean, success isn't equaled with money. At least not America anymore. I mean, especially after we've had the financial crisis and everything, because you see a lot of good men that made a lot of money all of a sudden brought to their knees and they're trying to rebuild themselves. I mean, the dreamers are the ones that eventually are going to get rich and they're going to be successful. And I mean, I'm I'm Tiangelo's subject as well. I mean, when a woman starts talking that way to me, I mean, when she talks that way in an ad or in a conversation, it's like, are you a gold digger or do you want to actually be with somebody that has aspirations for success? Because the person could have been born into money. The person could have been born into a trust fund. You know, until you find out the actual essence of the person, you don't know what their mindset is. So, you know, to me, success is the mindset and the wanting of success. It's not the, you know, the financial end. And if women are just looking for the financial end, they're, you know, they're looking to be wine and dine. They don't want a relationship. So.
Alrighty. Let me ask, Sweetie, I know we're talking, you know, the question was posed to the guys, but did you want to touch on that in regards to women, some women that you know that may have unreasonable expectations when they're meeting a guy, expecting him, you know, the different expectations? Are we wrong for being that way?
Hello. I just feel like different strokes for different folks, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't just speak for myself. I don't,
right.
You know, that's no
right.
comment.
Okay, cool. Cool. And I definitely understand what you guys are saying. I know me, the person I am today, I definitely don't go into anything with any, when I'm first meeting somebody, I want to get to know them. That's my expectation, get to know them. I don't think that you're going to be my husband. I, you know what I'm saying? I'm not visualizing, I'm just doing it, going on vacations. I'm just trying to get to know you. But I haven't, it took me a while to get that way because initially, I think when I first started online dating years ago, you know, I was different. I was like, yeah, I'm about to marry him. And, you know, that's just how, you know, I, you know, things were. But, and then I would, you know, have sex with him and get mad that he didn't call me that next day at that time, you know, kind of similar to the situation with Will. And I'm like, huh? Because I was expecting marriage when he's just living for today. And that's how we should be, just live for today, you know. I want to go ahead and go to the phone line. We got somebody calling from, it looks like, New York. So I'm going to read your area code as well as the first three numbers. I'm going to leave the other four numbers out. So I'm not sure if you want to say anything, but area code 347-957. You're live on the eBuzz with Carla B. Who's this?
Oh, Tyshaw.
You say what?
Tyshaw.
Callie Short?
No, T-Y-S-H-O-R-E.
Okay, cool thing. So did you want to touch on the, I don't know how much you've heard, but this is a the men's perspective of online dating. So did you hear any? Okay, go ahead and share.
First one, I was trying to donate money to your show. How do I do that?
Okay. You're trying to donate money to our show. You can go to eotmblog.com. There's a link there. And you could definitely make your donation. We definitely appreciate it.
And what time do y'all usually come on?
Actually, we have a network on the Blog Talk Network, and there's a show on every day. You can actually subscribe to receive alerts to future shows via the EOTM radio page,
yeah,
and then you can get the alerts to the live show.
At this number?
Yes, sir.
Oh, but I want to say about the online dating, it's just like life, you know, you never know what's going on, who's going to be crazy. I had so many girls be like, oh, you met her on the internet? I'm like, yeah, well, I met her in church, but you would never know if I didn't tell you, you know. But I was probably the first one in history to actually get a restraining order on this girl from the internet. So, you know, you still could be just violated even though you never met the person. So I just wanted to let y'all know that, just for y'all to understand.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
really
crazy.
True. Never saw the girl. She threatened to kill me. I'm not saying the little girl, that little bony chick would hurt me, but, you know, I just took it serious because of the fact that, you know, she had a picture of my goddaughter. She knew the area where I was at, not where I was at exactly, but, you know, you got to, sometimes you put on your profile, say you in Queens, you got to lie and say you in Brooklyn, so, you know, make them guess a little, you know. But, you know, it all depends what it is. But I will definitely go on that thing and donate some money for y'all. Because the gym likes y'all. That's why I'm doing this. And is anybody
cool,
else like...
You say what?
I say, is anybody that y'all don't have like a PayPal? It would be easier. Cause I know
we
how to do that.
If you go to EOCMblog.com, there's a link at the bottom of.
I take my email and write everything that I have to do it. My email address is ny, the number 2 is flc@gmail.com.
Are you on Twitter?
Nah, I don't know how to get on that thing yet.
Alrighty. Okay, cool, thanks. We'll definitely shoot you an email. And thanks for listening. Make sure before you exit our radio page that you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, because like I said, there is a lot of great shows under the network. So we appreciate the time and we appreciate the love.
All right, hon.
Thanks so much. Oh, my God. So it's definitely been interesting just getting the man's perspective on my dating. You guys have definitely enlightened my mind. I know that it's getting a little bit late on the East Coast, but we got Will. So, Will, did you have any? We're going to start wrapping it up, but I definitely want to get some last words from you guys.
Oh, no, I had a great time tonight, guys. It was an excellent show. And it's you know, Carl, you know we can never get everything in one show. So look forward to the next. Have a good time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you being open and honest and if you will. And actually, my instant messenger has been blowing up because we highlighted Will Roby's picture. And, I think I'm going to get you married in 2012. So we're going to see. I'm going to see that picture.
Did he have his shirt off in the picture?
No, he did not. He didn't.
All right.
He didn't have his shirt off. But also, Tiangelo, I know that you're doing a spinoff of the online dating show. So before you go ahead and let our listeners know all about when your shows are coming on and all the fun stuff that you're doing.
Well, everyone, I am Tiangelo, the host of the Kicker Spot, where it goes down Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. here Pacific Standard Time. And this past week, we did do a spinoff show about online dating. And next week, actually, I'm going to take a different direction. I'm going to have a slew of comedians call in. And so we're going to talk about online dating with a handful of comedians. So I have one.
Can I call in too? Can I call in?
It's going to be hilarious. You make sure you're wearing cotton because you're going to sweat.
All right.
Yeah, Mr. Groove. I haven't told him yet. I actually just spoke to him. I think he's about 85 or 90 years old. He's a comedian, and he's going to call in. And so I can't wait to hear him. He told me this one joke. He said he got a speeding ticket today. And I was like, why? He said, because I was going 100. He said, because I was on the freeway. And they said I was speeding. But I followed what the sign said. I said, well, what did the sign say? He said, the 110 this way. So he was going 110 miles an hour on the 110 freeway.
I like that. That's so cute.
Yeah, he said, good thing it caught me. He said, good thing it caught me. Oh, lastly, he said, good thing they caught me. I said, why? He said, because I was on my way to the 405.
Wow.
405 to 5,000.
I'll be calling Tiangelo and tell you my story about the girl I went on a date with, and she got a DUI on our first date. I'll have to call in with that.
So next Thursday at 7 to 9 is going to be hilarious. So definitely, guys, give us a call, tune in, and also check me out on Twitter and Facebook. And you can always visit Tiangelo.com.
Yeah, Tiangelo. Also, keep in mind, you know, I'm dating. You know, Gretchen came out the closet because on the first show he was Mr. Bailey, so he then came out the closet and he shared his real name today. So it was great. But he's also a comedian, so maybe he could. You know, I'm dating him, so I got to promote him also. Maybe we can get him on your show also.
Oh, I don't know. I like to mix business with pleasure. It's a sticky situation. No pun intended.
Man.
Whatever.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to get you on there, Greg. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get you on there.
I'm so hating.
Thanks, Tiangelo. Is Derek, are you still there? Or somebody from Let's Face Reality, I see 706-338. Did you have any last words?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay. Yeah, just wanted to see if you had any last words and promote your show and whatever else you got. 60 seconds, buddy.
All right. Well, I mean, yeah, like she said, we host a show called Let's Face Reality. So if y'all would, y'all can tune in and check that out every other Wednesday. And if you follow Let's Face Reality on Twitter @CCRRealityCheck.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And, of course, for those of you who don't know, we haven't really put it out there officially as far as, you know, press releases and stuff. But, Greg, you want to share some stuff about you in regards to your column on EOTMblog.com?
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing a lot of movie and entertainment news, so you can check me out. I'm the Movie Maniac in a lot of my movie news, and you can find me on Twitter at Movie Maniac EOTM.
That's what's up.
Really?
That's what's up.
Hey, hold up. Hold up. So he a part of the crew now?
That's what happens when you sleep with the boss, baby. I'm just kidding.
You know what?
You should have slept with the boss. I know that's how you got there, too, T'Angelo. I know that's how you got there, too.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Well, I'm talented. I mean, there's a difference. My talent's going many different facets. I don't know what you guys going on over here.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Well, thank you guys so much. It's definitely been hilarious. Of course, this is a series of shows on online dating, so definitely make sure you stay connected to all things EOTM. Before you exit our radio piece tonight, please be sure to subscribe to receive alerts to future shows and like us. That little social media icon at the bottom definitely is a beautiful thing to like it because, you know, sharing is caring and all that good stuff. Until next time, y'all. This is Carla B. of the E-Buzz, and I'm out. Thanks, guys, for calling in. Thanks, Sweetie, everybody that called in. We appreciate the love.
All right, guys.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573 or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around, we can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs, they can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going on.
EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it.